Oh, I think we have the guts of something we can certainly work with here, and that's where the positives are. We look at the scheme overall, and now we haven't been given all the detail even as yet, so we reflect on it here. We're reflecting on what we're aware of. There may be further detail, and the devil in the details we keep quoting here. One example has been the square foot rate. We know that we need €150 square foot based on the 43 houses that the council have already processed here. And yet we thought we were seeing 145. Not perfect, but, you know, probably workable, only for the detail to be further revealed over the course of the day that that only applied to the first 1,000 square feet, 110 to the next 1,000 square feet, and then €100 thereafter. That leaves us that we are significantly short, and we're still out tens of thousands here, even on the smaller homes. And that's not 100% in anybody's book. It can be salvaged. Then you can remove that sliding scale, and something that was never, you know, they talk about SCSI. SCSI do not have a sliding scale. This was concocted by the housing department. So they take the SCSI number, and they have basically extrapolated then a sliding scale that they see fit, as we know does not reflect reality here on the ground.
So what you're saying is really it is a significant improvement on the previous scheme, but that sliding scale needs to go.
The sliding scale, yes, needs to go for in its entirety, no doubt about that. There's still shortfalls there. You know, we still look at the excluded homes, and our plan was to leave no one behind. So the rental sector is not completely left behind. There seems to be mechanisms and pathways for them, which is good, or at least for most. But the holiday homes, as an example, have been completely abandoned by this scheme here, and that's not something we see as acceptable. You know, it'll be a fight for another day, and we need to regroup and look at the gaps in all of the scheme when we get time to go through it properly. Some of the teams in Brussels at the moment as we speak, so it's made it somewhat difficult. But we need to regroup, we need to look at all the gaps, and need to see where we take this to next. But certainly, as a starter for 10, you know, this sliding scale is a real issue.
Now, in a social media post in recent days, you called on the likes of holiday homeowners to come forward with their personal stories. I'm sure that call still stands.
That call still stands, and, you know, in fairness to them, they have done everything. They have done that. They have done that in spades. We also asked for the Northern Ireland Assembly to make contact with Simon Coveney. I can only trust that that happened. I didn't get the feedback on it, but that was the call, and I was led to believe that that would happen. You know, the holiday homeowners here are a significant section of our community as well, and, you know, they can't be left behind either. That said, we also have families that we're very conscious of that are waiting and getting their homes fixed. They are not in a position to hang about much longer, but, you know, they're not in a position to find 30 to maybe 80, 90 grand either, depending on your size of home.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin made comments in the Dáil yesterday as it relates to the scheme in the sense that it's time to get it up and running, and this is the best foot forward. Do you agree?
Well, I think he's right. I think it's a case we need to get a scheme up and running. I absolutely do agree with that wholeheartedly. But let's not sour it. Let's not sour it by things that could be taken from there, should never have been put in there in the first place. We all want a workable scheme, and we all realise that. You know, but what, at the end of the day, why put in things that you knew was going to be contentious? And in terms of what is the saving in the overall scheme of things, probably very little percentage-wise. It just leaves a bad taste in our mouth. But overall, we have to look at the big picture, look at the entire package, and make a more of an informed decision. I believe it has the potential to deliver a lot here, and we'll be looking for amendments to the parts of it that at the minute are not palatable.